Right now, we're starting from verses 12 to 20.
我们要先用中文来读第十二节，第十二节到第十四节。
Let's read in Mandarin verses 12 to 14.
第一章十二节到十四节，我们就用中文读。来，请弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我所受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。第十五节到十八节，我们要用英文读，请张弟兄读，我们来看十五到十八节。
So I'll read the English verses from 15 to 18. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. Yet, and I will continue to rejoice.
第十九到二十节我来读，请各位来听。
Pastor will read in Mandarin verses 19 and 20.
因为我知道这事借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。我们圣经读到这里，让我们再一次祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你的圣灵开导我们的心，引导我们借着你的话，在真理里面能够成长，赐福这个时间。谢谢主。
Let your Holy Spirit be our guidance. Let your words lead us. Lead the following message. Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Amen.
这一段的经文呢，第一个是可以 control 吧？ Oh, right here. Thank you. 这一段的这个经文呢，是接着前面来的。等等。
Today's message is a continuation of my last message.
好，那么我们在这里首先看到，就保罗说一件事情，说他在写信的时候他的状况。
So they're touched upon the Paul's condition when he wrote this epistle.
他那个状况是在捆锁的里面。
He was in chain.
这里这个捆锁是翻作 in chain 或者是 bondage 都好，就是说他是在不自由的当中，也可能是在监狱的当中。
He's either in chain or in bondage means he's in prison. He's not free.
那么腓立比书呢，是这个监狱书信，就是四卷监狱书信当中的这个一卷。
The Philippian was the four epistle written when Paul was in prison.
那么保罗是怎么样在监牢里？
Why Paul was in prison?
如果我们回来看这个使徒行传从22章的时候，你就知道怎么一回事。
If you remember what was written in Acts chapter 22, then we knew what was happening.
保罗到圣殿里面去献祭。
Paul offered a sacrifice in the temple.
有一些人是跟着保罗。
Some follow Paul.
那甚至有几个是外邦人，他们信了主，他们跟着保罗，可是他们没有进到圣殿。
Some Gentile follow him but could not enter the temple.
但是呢，保罗被许多犹太教格里派的人呢 他们所憎恨，因为说保罗他叫外邦人不用 受隔离了、就可以得救了。
Some Jewish people despised Paul's insertion that Gentile can be blessed also.
也不一定要守安息日了，只要主日敬拜主。
And also because the issue of Sabbath.
那有很多的原因，这是最重要的两个原因。
This is the two most important reasons other than the other reason.
所以因为保罗在圣殿献祭，那些反对他的人呢，就认为保罗是带了外邦人，污秽了圣殿。
So those people thought Paul bringing Gentile it's not a good thing for the temple.
那么有很多人是一直反对保罗了，从小亚细亚一直跟到这个耶路撒冷。
Some always object to his preaching, following him all the way through Asia Minor.
所以从二十二章开始，这个很多的章一直到后面都是讲到保罗了，他被捆锁不自由，失去自由的原因。
So starting from Acts chapter 22, describing the bondage on Paul.
那么当保罗被告的时候，人想要杀他。
So he was accused and people want to kill him.
但是神特别的保守他，脱离了这个危险，但是他被送到该撒利亚去。
But God blessed him and sent him over to
Caesarea.
Caesarea.
那么他在该撒利亚有两年的时间。
He spent 2 years there.
后来他说要上告这个皇帝。
Because he said he will appeal to Caesar.
所以他后来去罗马。
So he was sent to Rome.
那么他在罗马最初呢，他两年呢是住在自己租来的房子里。
So the first 2 years in Rome, he was under house arrest.
那所以这段时间他是虽然是不自由，但是在不自由当中还有相当的自由。
Even though he was under house arrest, he has some freedom within his own household.
这就是他写腓立比书的背景。
That's the background when he wrote the Philippians.
最少他写的那个讲到那个不这个不自由当中的还可以有一些自由呢，这个是差不多有四年，最少四年的时间。
So he spent 4 years under such circumstances, under bondage, but enjoyed some freedom within his own household.
这是初期保罗被下到监狱里面，或者说他在监牢当中就是这样的状况。
So that's the initial part of his prison life.
后来保罗放出来了。
He was released.
到了以后他又被抓去了。
Then afterward he was arrested again.
这就是在提摩太书里面所看到的状况。
That's a description in the book of Timothy.
那时候非常的不自由，非常的困难。
Then he didn't have any freedom then.
那么今天我们讲到是他第一次的这个不自由的情形，是腓立比书。
So we're talking about his first period of bondage.
所以保罗说他的捆锁就是说他是在不自由，在监牢的状况的当中。
That's why we talk about bondage, because he was kind of in prison.
那么他说他是为什么被下监呢？
Why he was in bondage?
他说因为他传福音的缘故。
Because he spread the gospel.
因为传福音被下到监牢，不是因为偷。偷东西被下监牢。
So he didn't commit any crime, but because spreading the gospel.
今天呢，我们来思想说，我们基督徒在这个地上生活的时候，有时候我们会失败的。
As a Christian in this world, sometimes we encounter failure.
我在还没有信主的时候啊，在中学里面呢，很会偷看的。
Before I accept Jesus, I cheat when I was in middle school.
要考试的时候我会偷看。
So I cheat during exam.
偷看书的。
Sometimes I cheat just reading through the books.
但是我那个技术还不错，都没有被抓过。
But I was never caught. I was very skillful.
我那个桌子啊，我有一个桌子是有一个洞的哈。
There's a hole in my desk.
我把书本都放在底下，就坐靠近一点，就挡住那个书。
So I can read the book through the hole.
要看上面的，我就往后退一点；要看下面，我就前进一点。
So I can adjust the book to read through all the books.
我是作弊的那个状况。
So I was a cheater.
到了高中的时候，我才相信耶稣。
I accepted Jesus when I was in high school.
我就立志不要去作弊了。
Then I decided not to cheat anymore.
Yeah, 可是我在学校还是有那个犯规的情形。
But I still commit some mistakes.
我在中学初中的时候，我记了两个大过，在台湾啊，三个大过就要开锁了，记了两个大过。
In middle school, I commit two major mistakes.
因为第一次我骂一个老师，说他不会教书，他就记我一个大过。
The first one, because I scold the teacher, accusing him not able to teach.
很不幸的，他是历史老师，而且是学校的主任，就是校长。
So he was a principal teaching history as well.
我因为侮辱他说他不会教我，写在这个桌子上被他看到了。
So I insulted him and was discovered.
他用那个鞭子很用力的打我的头，我的头有一个挖的地方是他打的。
He whipped me in the head and there's still some scar left.
我就说将来我要做老师，我要教历史，要教得比他好。
So that's how I decided to be a teacher and teach history.
很不幸的，神就让我进到师范大学历史系，我就教历史了。
So I entered university as a major in history.
但是我侮辱老师是一个事实，我记了个大过。
But that's a fact that I insult teacher.
后来我有别的事情，我又记了个大过，因为我偷跑出校门去了。
The second strike, I left school without permission.
那不说了，这就是我的确是犯错误而被记过。
So I did commit mistakes, deserved the penalty.
我在高中的三年，我记了更多的过。
I commit more mistakes in high school.
我在高中三年，我记了三个大过。
I commit three strikes in high school.
但是我第三个大过以前，我记了个大功。
But because I also earned some merit to counteract the strike.
因为我带那个学校的合唱团去参加台湾省的高中的合唱比赛。
So I represent choir for a competition.
本来是一个老师做指挥的。
Because there was a teacher as a conductor.
但是他生病。
And the teacher was sick.
他不能来。
He couldn't make it.
那他平常在学校里面呢？他很多时间不在。
And he was absent from time to time.
所以就带那个合唱团。
So I lead the choir.
那去比赛在台湾的中部叫台中那个地方比赛。
So the contest was held in Taichung.
哎呀，那一年呢，我们学校得了第二名，台湾省第二名。
So we placed second in the competition.
回来啊，学校就给我记个大功。
So the school gave me a merit for that competition.
记了大功几个礼拜以后，我又记一个大过。
Several weeks afterwards, I made a mistake and got a strike.
但是功过相抵，所以我还剩下两个大过，没有被开除。
So they counteract each other, so I only have two strikes left.
你就知道啊，这是当一个人这是不是好好敬畏神的时候，他就常常会犯错的。
So we are not fear when we do not fear God, we always make mistakes.
记了大过是很丢脸的。
It's a shameful thing to have those records.
因为记大过一定要通知家长，叫家长来学校面谈呢。
So when you receive those penalty, they will inform family.
我的爸爸是很严格的。
My dad was very strict.
如果他知道我记大过，一定会好好打我一顿的。
So my dad will.Penalize me if I know I made mistake in school.
他就从小就在日本的教育底下，很严格的。
So he was strict because the Japanese education.
所以我就怕我爸爸知道。
So I was afraid that my dad would know.
我就在外面等邮差啊。
So I was waiting for the mailman.
然后把那个学校通知就拦截了。
So I hijacked the letter from school.
然后就告诉我的姐姐。
And told my sister.
请她代表爸爸出去。
Asked my sister to represent dad to show up.
你知道我姐姐去了学校五次，记五个大过。
So my sister showed up five times.
我爸爸都不知道。
My dad didn't know a thing.
这个记了大过了，是要公布出来的，全校都知道。
But the mistake will be announced publicly.
很丢脸的。
So it's a very shameful thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要因为过错丢脸哈，记大过这个丢脸。
So we don't need to be ashamed making mistake.
保罗呢下监牢不是因为他犯错，不是因为德行不好。
Paul wasn't penalized for doing something wrong.
乃是为着传耶稣基督的缘故。
He was penalized for advancing the gospel.
他勇敢地传福音。
He spread the gospel courageously.
他受到嫉妒。
And he was envious. He was envied by others.
他受到这个不一样的这种信仰的角度的人的这个逼迫
，because different sect for the belief, he was attacked.
所以他下了监牢里面。
That's why he was put in chains.
这让我们学到什么？
What can we learn from this?
我们做弟兄姐妹，不论年长的，不论年轻的，我们只是不会说我一直都不会做错事情。
We all make mistakes.
我们人不是圣贤的，我们都会犯错的。
Because we're all sinners.
但是我们要依靠主耶稣，让我们不会犯那个很大的错，让主丢脸。
So we need to lean on God so that we will glorify Him.
啊，我们在学校作弊了，被抓出来，在大家看了，这很丢脸。
So we cheat at school.It's very shameful.
我以前会作弊，但以后我做老师很会抓作弊。
I was cheating myself, but when I was a teacher, I was very good at catching cheaters.
我很认真教教书。
I teach very well.
我教中学八年。
I taught middle school for 8 years.
但我教主要教历史。
History was my teaching major.
我全部背起来，我没有一次看书的。
I can memorize all my material.
我前面的老师就是念书。
Other teachers will look at the material.
我还记录他最快的时候呢，那么一堂里面呢，念到快了20个 page.
So some of the teacher can read through 20 pages of the material.
我做很好的准备。
I prepare better.
那么我们看见弟兄姐妹，保罗给我们很好的一个榜样。
Paul showed us good example.
我们不要因为犯罪被抓到监牢里面去。
Don't commit mistake to be in prison.
或者因为做不好的事情被人家揭发了，很丢脸。
So we don't want to do anything wrong to be shameful.
有时候我们丢脸，我们的爸爸妈妈也丢脸。
Sometimes it affects our parents and family.
特别是你做基督徒，人家说你做基督徒还这样。
Especially as a Christian, if we did something wrong, they will accuse us we're hypocrites.
像你做基督徒这样，我不做基督徒比你还好。
That's why some other non-Christians will say, I'm better than you Christians.
保罗他虽然在捆绑当中，他是为耶稣的缘故，所以并不会丢脸。
But Paul in bondage because of the spreading the gospel, so it's not shameful.
当他在监牢里面的时候，
When he was in prison,
或者在半自由的时候，
Or half bondage,
有那个看守他的军队。
There are some guards watching over him.
什么样军队呢？
So what kind of guards watching over him?
皇家禁卫军、啊、
It's a royal guards.
是属于皇帝的。
So there belongs to emperor.
到底有多少人？
How many guards are there?
据说有9000多人。
There's like 9,000 royal guards.
他们是轮流的看着保罗。
They take turns watching over.
因为保罗是皇帝的囚犯。
Because he's a prisoner of Caesar's.
6个钟头换一班。
So there's 6 hours per shift.
啊、每一班最少有2个人在他旁边。
There are two, at least two per shift.
那外面还有几个人
？And there's something guarding the entrance.
那你看，在该撒利亚2年，在这个耶路撒冷2年，最少这个4年，有多少禁卫军轮流的看着他
？So Caesarea and Jerusalem altogether 4 years. How many guards rotating through watching him?
所以第二个我们看见呢，这个保罗是他在这个捆锁当中的影响是什么样？
So the second part is the influence Paul's in chain for Christ.
这些看守他的，在严重的时候要跟他一起用链子绑在一起的。
Some of the guards need to be in chain with him.
左边一个，右边一个。
One on right, one on left.
那要6小时在那做什么？
Every 6 hours, what we were doing.
保罗就一个机会。
So there's opportunity for Paul.
他们问说你是怎么样被抓的？
Someone asked him, why are you here?
他说我因为我传一个复活的耶稣基督。
Because I give the message resurrecting Christ.
可是有一些人不相信，撒都该人不相信。
Sadducees would not believe resurrection.
法利赛人相信。
Pharisees believe in resurrection.
他传耶稣基督。
He spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但很多犹太人都不相信。
Some Jewish would not believe in Jesus Christ.
所以啊，他被抓的时候啊，有很多的时间跟他士兵啊，就可以谈福音了。
So when he was under bondage, he had a lot of time to spread the gospel to the guards.
每六小时换两个人。
Every 6 hours, you have 2 new people to talk to.
关了四年，可以跟多少人谈福音呢？
How many guards were rotating through him in 4 years? He can spread the gospel.
所以他说，全部的这个皇帝的禁卫军都知道我是为基督的缘故被抓的。
So he said, all the royal guards know that I was arrested because of Jesus Christ.
哎呀，被抓在监牢里面还可以传福音，多好！
So even in prison, he can spread the gospel.
还有亲戚，保罗有很多亲戚朋友，他家庭不错的来看他。
And there are some visitors from friends and relatives.
保罗也跟他们传福音。
Paul spread gospel to them also.
所以他的亲友，很多的人都知道保罗是为基督的缘故。
So many of his friends and family knew he was arrested because of Christ.
他不是因为犯罪。
He didn't commit any crime.
所以他的捆锁的当中有很多的影响。
So during his bondage, the influence Paul for Christ.
告诉我们基督徒不要因为相信耶稣觉得丢脸。
So as a Christian, we shouldn't be ashamed of gospel.
不论在福气的、在患难的、困难当中，都可以为耶稣基督做见证。
In fortune or misfortune, we can all spread the gospel.
我们谈到过以前谈到一个见证。
We talk about witness.
韩国啊，在第二次世界大战的时候
，Korea during World War II，
有很多的韩国基督徒被关到监牢里面。
A lot of Christians was arrested, put into jail.
被日本人关进去。
By Japanese.
那么在监牢里关一段时间呢，也是有的人就受不了，那么有一个人就发疯了。
Some couldn't take it and turn crazy.
那么这个人发疯了，他当然没有办法洗澡啊，但他就把身上的这个那个排泄物就涂在这个身上，就很臭啊，就没有人要靠近他。
Because he was crazy, he wouldn't take baths and use his urine and feces all over his body.
认为每一个人都是世界上每一个人在旁边都是敌人。
So everyone around him, he treated them as enemies.
因为他已经疯了。
Because he was crazy.
可是那里有一位师母。
But there's one Christian.
为耶稣基督的缘故被关是一个师母牧师的太太。
So she was the wife of a pastor.
那么这个犯人呢，有时候骂人，有时候不吃饭。
This crazy prisoner just like cussing and refused to eat.
有一次他就生病，而且非常的严重。
So he got sick very seriously.
可是没有人敢靠近他，也没有人愿意靠近他。
No one dare or willing to be near him.
因为又脏又臭，脾气又不好。
Because he was crazy, he was stinky.
但是这位师母非常有爱心。
But this Christian showed great love.
就喂他吃饭。
She fed him,
扶在他的身上安慰他
took care of him, comfort him,
一直到他好
until he recovered.
这个人就恢复了，这个女人就恢复了正常，她成为一个基督徒。
And then this crazy person came to his senses and became a Christian.
所以有时候在患难的当中，神还是可以用人的。
So God used us regardless of the situation.
弟兄姐妹，不要以相信耶稣基督为耻。
Don't be ashamed of the gospel.
不论得失不得失，务要传道。
Regardless of situation, we need to spread the gospel.
我们不要因为犯罪而受苦。
We don't want to be suffer from crime.
我们可以在苦难的当中就可以经历神的恩典，并且接受神赏赐的那个荣耀的赏赐。
During misfortune, we can still accept God's grace and fortune.
第二个我们所要思想的就是保罗传基督的胸襟。
Another thing we need to take into consideration is the broadness of Paul's mind in preaching Christ.
哦，这个中文的胸襟这两个字非常的好。
Chinese, the broadness is very good.
这个胸襟就是表示这个内心一个很宽广的世界。
The broadness of your inner mind.
非常能够容忍。
You can accept everything.
是宽大的胸襟。
It's so broad, you can accept anything.
里面有深厚的人生哲学。
There's very deep as far as the philosophy.
跟爱心的基础。
And the foundation of our love.
当保罗被抓到监狱里面以后。
When Paul was in prison.
有两种的这个基督徒啊，有两种不同的反应。
There are two responses from different Christians.
啊，有一部分的基督徒呢，认为这个保罗不够好。
Some Christians thought Paul wasn't good enough.
他传的道不好。
Because his gospel wasn't good enough.
所以啊，他们以他下监牢为快乐。
So they were happy that he was put into prison.
并且呢，他们在外面也去传福音了，希望把人从保罗那里吸引到他那里来。
They tried to attract Christians from Paul's follower.
他们可以一边传福音，一边就骂保罗。
They spread their own gospel, different gospel, and then they badmouth Paul at the same time.
说保罗因为不好，所以他下到监牢里。
He badmouths Paul. That's why he was in prison.
还有一种的基督徒是非常同情保罗了。
But some Christians sympathize with Paul.
可能是保罗带领信主的，可能是他的同工或者听过保罗啊传福音的。
Some was his follower, some was co-worker. Some accept Jesus through him.
然后他们相信了主，他们认为神啊实在是用保罗，保罗是一个真正神的仆人。
They believe Paul is the servant of God.
保罗是因为相信耶稣、传耶稣而被关的。
He was in prison because the gospel.
但是保罗所传的神是又真又活的。
So his gospel is about the true living God.
所以说他们既然保罗被关了，那我们要起来传福音了。
So they want to take over Paul's responsibility to spread the gospel.
啊，免得外面没有人传福音了。
So that the gospel won't be stopped.
以前的基督徒是各个传福音。
In the past, the gospel was spread individually.
今天很多的基督徒是牧师去传福音就好了。
So right now we think it's the preacher's responsibility to spread the gospel.
同工们去传福音就好了。
Or co-worker church council to spread the gospel.
那些有职务的那些热心的他们去传福音就好了。
Some other people zealous about gospel, they can spread the gospel.
传福音跟我没有什么关系。
As a Christian, not necessary, I have to do anything.
很多圣工你们都去做了。
So just let other Christians take care of spreading the gospel.
特别今天软弱的教会有很多这样的现象。
Some weak churches have this kind of common scenario.
保罗下监牢有两种不同的反应，两种不同的做法。
So there are two different responses to Jaws Prisman.
但是呢，这两种的人啊，不论是赞成或反对，他们有人去传福音是要让保罗更加困难，他们传的还是真的福音呢，还是纯正的福音呢？
Doesn't matter whether they're for or against Paul, as long as they spread the gospel, that's the true gospel.
那些反对人传的也是好的福音。
Even people against Paul, they're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when Paul heard about the people opposing him,
有人赞成，有人反对。
Whether they are for him or against him.
保罗说，那对我有什么关系？
Nothing to do with me.
我一点都不在乎。
It doesn't matter.
你反对我也罢，骂我也罢。只要耶稣基督的福音被传开，我就高兴了。
Doesn't matter you're for me or against me, as long as you spread the Jesus Christ's gospel.
哦，所以他有一个广大的心胸。
So that's why that's the broadness of Paul's mind.
不是传异端了，如果传异端，保罗一定起来斥责的。
That's about the true gospel.
如果是异端了，是不对的，他会骂，他会责备的。
If the gospel is not the true gospel, then Paul will not agree to it.
但是只要他们传的是真的福音，那么保罗他受到反对，他没关系。
As long as spreading the true gospel, whether you are for Paul or against Paul, doesn't matter to Paul.
这个给我们学到什么？
How can we learn from this?
这个给我们学到弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面是要同工一起服侍神。
So that's why in church we need to work together.
我们要同工啊，谈何容易了。
It's not easy to work together.
有国语的，有广东话的，有英文的，对不对？
So we have Mandarin, Cantonese, and English congregations.
有时候我讲你不懂，有时候你讲我不懂。
Sometimes we don't quite understand each other.
我有我的想法，你有你的想法。
And everybody have different way of thinking.
有的很坚持，有的人哈随便的都可以。
Some are insistent, some are easy.
有年长的，有年轻的。
We have senior member and young members.
要跟人在一起做事是很不容易的。
So as long as there are people, sometimes we can't get along.
啊，那个会管理很多人，那个都很了不起的人啊。
So it's a difficult thing to manage different peoples together.
而且要管理的大家都心服口服的，那个更了不起。
It's tough to make everybody happy.
啊，如果你脾气很不好，又独裁啊什么，那你做 manager 那就糟糕。
If you're a manager and you have your own temper, then it won't be easy. It can't manage people.
你的 employment 表面是对你很好，后面就气你气得要死。
Some people may not agree behind your back.
那么我们同工的时候，一个原则就是说，我们应该呢是互相的扶持。
The principle to work together is to support each other.
我们是互相的建立。
We build each other up.
我们不是互相的斥责。
We don't tear each other down.
我们不是互相的竞争。
We are not compete against each other. We don't accuse each other.
啊，我看过很多这个不同言语的那个教会，很不容易啊。
I've seen it's difficult among different congregations, especially with different languages.
这个在中国人的当中很不容易啊。
Especially among Chinese.
啊，这个中国人有时候上海帮，对不对？
So there's a gain of Shanghai.
有这个广东帮。
Or Cantonese gain.
有什么台湾帮。
Or gain from Taiwan.
还有福建流氓。
Or gain from Fujian.
我很多的不同的那个，因为地域思想观念呢，他们有各自的特色。
There's some geographic way of thinking.
在历史上，这个中国人的地方帮派械斗是非常厉害，在台湾就打得很厉害，在中国也是相杀很厉害的。
Historically, there are geographic conflicts.
如果教会处置不当
，If there's mismanagement in church,
广东人为广东人，那国语的为国语的，那教会就争了，就糟糕了啊。
So different geographic groups are selfish for their own benefits.
英文的说，我们人比较多啊，所以我们要用 primary time 崇拜。
So they want everyone want to dominate the other language group.
这个很不容易啊。
So it's tough.
但是我们是神的儿女，在耶稣基督的宝血 底下，我们成为弟兄姐妹。
But we're all children of God, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们建立一个教会。
So we build a church.
这个教会的头就是耶稣。
The head of the church is Jesus Christ.
大家要顺服。
Everybody need to obey.
属灵的长辈，属灵的带领弟兄姐妹，我们选出来的，我们就是要顺服。
Spiritual elder, so we need to follow their example.
我们要学习放下自己的意见。
We learn to let go.
特别是浸信会啊，要看多人的意见。
Especially Baptist is the majority rules.
但是有时候多人不一定对。
But sometimes majority may not be correct.
大部分是对，有时候也不一定对。
Most of the time majority correct, but not necessarily so.
我们要照真理去做。
We need to follow the truth.
就互相包容。
Tolerate each other.
这就是我说我们教会的目标嘛，我们学习彼此配打同工，是不是？
So we need to work together.
那么这保罗给我们一个很好的榜样。
So it's a good example from Paul.
因为他心胸很宽。
Because the broadness of his mind.
第二个我们学的。
The second lesson from him.
在 Orange County 有很多很多华人教会的，不是只有我们这边教会啊。
There are many Chinese church in Orange County.
有不同的宗派，没有宗派的很多的教会。
There's a different like Baptist, Lutheran, and everything.
我们用什么样的态度对他们
？So what's their attitude toward different churches?
我们教会唯我独尊，别人都不对，别人都不管。
So are we the only one that's correct?
我们浸信会才对，别人都不对。
Only Baptist is the right way.
没有这种话。
There's no such things.
是神的家，神的儿女。
So we're at God's family.
神的儿女各有特色的。
So we're all different.
彼此尊重。
Respect each other.
彼此扶持。
Support each other.
彼此带祷。
Pray for each other.
彼此祝福。
Bless each other.
我希望你人数多一点，然后太多了留一点到我们这儿来。
So we wish to grow, and we can take the overflow.
我为你祝福。
We bless you.
有什么工作，我们大家一起来，一起来，一起来合作。
We work together.
这是才正常的，才是好的态度。
That's the right attitude.
你跟你的邻居也是这样的态度。
Same way toward your neighbors.
所以你看保罗一个宽大的胸襟，人家在传人很好，虽然反对他，他还是祝福，还是高兴。
So Paul also blessed the people that against him as long as they spread the right gospel.
我们教会跟别的教会也要建立这样的属灵的操练。
So we need a spiritual discipline among different churches here.
只要基本的这个信仰相同，主内一家。
As the foundation of the belief is the same, they were the same family.
第三个
The third principle.
我们来看见就是保罗没有羞愧的这个良心。
The shameless conscience of Paul.
就是最后十九节跟二十节。
That's in verses 19 and 20.
在十九节，在这个里面的第一个重点是怎么样呢？
What's the first point in verses 19?
就是保罗他知道他有一天将要被从监牢里面放出来。
Paul knew he will be released from prison one day.
他非常有这样的信念。
He believed so.
他为什么有这样的信念？
Why he believed so?
有两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个，弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
Because brother and sister pray for him.
他说，因为你们的祈祷。
Because of prayer.
他要得救。
He will be saved.
这个得救呢，不是说那个信主的重生得救的得救，就是个得救，就是 release， 就是释放的意思。
So he will be saved from prison, not necessarily delivered.
这一个解释是最多的解释，我也是接受这个解释。
This is the most common interpretation of the verse.
就是解释这个得救这个字就是释放的意思。
So it means deliver from prison.
而不是说广义的那个得救，灵性的得救，身体的得救。
It doesn't mean the spiritual delivery.
Yeah, 这个不同的解释，那是我 prefer 这个解释。
There are different interpretations for Bible writers.
保罗相信弟兄姐妹祷告的功效。
Paul believed in the prayer by his co-workers.
上帝听人的祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
两三个人奉耶稣的名祷告，主耶稣就在那里。
Two or three gather in His name, Jesus Christ will be among us.
虔诚的祷告，神就听。
Prayer sincerely, He will listen.
照神的真理，照圣经的原则祷告，神就听。
Pray in His name, He will listen.
这就是祷告得应许的秘诀。
So that's how we get the promise.
圣经说，我们不论祷告什么。
Doesn't matter how we pray, what we pray for.
我们照着他的旨意求。
In His will.
照着上帝的旨意求，就无不得着。
So He will deliver.
主耶稣说：“你们奉我的名求什么，我就赐给你们。”
Pray in My name, I will give it to you.
当我们奉耶稣的名祷告的时候
，When we pray in Jesus' name,
你不会说：“主耶稣啊，让我那个拉透斯哈去得到哈。”
If you pray in Jesus' name, you will not pray for Lotto.
哎，因为你要用拉透斯，那个神不，你就没有照神的名，因为神名是圣洁的。
Because God's name is holy. Lotto is not holy.
有一天我姐姐来看我。
One day my sister visited me.
她说：“你帮我到 Safeway 哈，买两张那个 Lotto.
She asked me to buy two Lotto tickets from Safeway.
因为她那个前面一张啊中奖了$10。
So he got $10 one time.
那么这个奖品要去买，可以买两张 Lotto.
So he said $10 can buy two more tickets.
我在 San Jose 做牧师啊。
I was a preacher in San Jose.
他叫我去买 Lotto.
She asked me to buy Lotto ticket.
哎呀，不听他也不好意思。
So what should I do?
听他我不能去。
Well, if I don't go, then it will.
如果我在 Safeway 买 Lotto 时，我弟兄姐妹看到我怎么办
？But if I went and brother and sister saw me buying Lotto ticket.
是吗？所以我们要求的是要照主的意思求。
So we should pray in His name, according to His will.
那么这个说什么？这是一个基督徒的品德。
That's our characteristic as a Christian.
这个基督徒的这个品德呢，是非常的重要。
The characteristic of the Christian is important.
那么要祷告照神的旨意，他们就照神的旨意说：“主啊，让保罗释放。”
So they pray for God's.According to God, to release Paul.
因为还有很多的工作要做。
Because there's work to be done by Paul.
弟兄姐妹，真正很热心的、很虔诚、很积极的祷告。
They pray fervently for Paul.
神听了他们的祷告。
God listened.
后来保罗就被释放。
Paul was released.
第二个，保罗相信他会被释放，是因为耶稣基督灵的帮助，就圣灵的帮助。
Because the Spirit of Jesus Christ helped him.
啊，保罗相信。神的灵是全能的。
The Spirit of God is almighty.
啊，他可以拦阻人，也可以帮助人。
He can help and hinder people.
他们保罗跟他同工啊，在小亚细亚讲道传道的时候，有一个地方说耶稣的灵不可以禁止他们。
And then one place said you cannot spread the gospel according to Jesus' Spirit.
不是说不能传福音，是不能到那个地方去传福音。
He said you can spread the spirit, but cannot spread the gospel here in this particular spot.
这个哥林多前书有一个地方说，耶稣基督的灵不许。
In 1 Corinthians, they're talking about Jesus Christ's spirit.
不准啊，不准哈。
So the spirit did not allow him.
这一个腓立比书说，耶稣基督的灵哈，两个合起来。
And here, Philippians saying, "The Spirit of Jesus Christ exalted in my holy."
啊，这就是他说耶稣基督的灵会帮助我。
So he was helped by Jesus' Spirit.
你有没有经过困难而你去祷告，而神听了你帮助你呢
？Have you experienced you prayed during a difficulty and delivered?
哦，基督徒需要这个经验。
We need experience.
你越多经验，上帝听你的祷告，你信心越好。
The more experienced, you will experience the promise of God.
常常我们没有得到帮助，因为我们不去求啊。
We didn't get help because we didn't pray.
哎，我们为什么不求？因为我们信不过的。
Why we not pray? Because we don't have enough faith.
我们想祷告只是一个仪式。
We thought prayer just formality.
牧师在台上祷告。
So pray, pastor pray, that's enough.
那只是一个形式。
So it's just a ritual.
不要轻看祷告。
Don't neglect prayer.
在祷告里面按着神的旨意求，圣灵帮助我们。
When you pray in God's name, Holy Spirit will help you.
所以保罗知道他要被释放，因为耶稣基督的灵的帮助。
God, Paul knows he will be released because the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
他有这样的这个信念。
He had his faith.
第二个，我们说保罗有一个伟大的品格跟抱负，在二十节。
And also, that's the great character and ambition of Apostle Paul.
保罗他怎么的说的？他说，这个照着我所切慕的事情，我所希望能够达到的事情呢？是说。没有所盼望的，没有一件叫我羞愧的。
So I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed.
哦，我觉得这一点很好。
So this is wonderful.
人生有很多的希望、目标。
We have many hopes and goals in life.
切慕要去做。
So we eagerly expect and hope.
我希望高中毕业，我能够进到 medical school.
So I wish I can enter medical school when I graduate from high school.
是不是？我希望我能够拿到这个 PhD。
I wish I could get a PhD degree。
那我在说，哎呀，我要去拿 PhD 的时候，那个师母啊，她要拿那个 PhD 啊 ，push husband through。
So when I'm getting a PhD, my wife is pushing me through, so he got a PhD。
所以当我得到学位的时候，他就得到 PhD。
So when I get a PhD。My wife got PhD.
我们的人生都有很多的理想跟目标，是不是？
We have many goals and hope in life.
有人希望说我要赚很多的钱。
Some wish to make a lot of money.
我的女儿小的时候，她会算数，她那个算的最高点就是100。
So when my daughter was little, the most she can count was to 100.
所以她说有一天我希望我有100块。
So she said one day I wish I could have $100.
那么我们现在，我们需要我一天啊，我需要那个一百后面再加上个 million。
So right now we want many zero behind 100.
啊，人有很多的目标。
We have so many goals in life.
啊，有人就是当面跟我讲，他已经五十几岁，他说我们的目的就是要赚钱，赚钱，赚钱。
Some said I want to make more money, money, money.
啊，我说啊，基督徒的商人呐、啊，要赚钱，赚钱，赚钱。
But as a Christian businessman, you should make money, money.
然后呢，要存钱，存钱，存钱。
You should save money and money.
然后要奉献，奉献，奉献。
Then you need to offer and offer and offer.
为着神的荣耀。
For His glory.
啊，保罗说，我人生的目标没有一样让我丢脸。
So that's why Paul said, "I'm not." So I expect and hope that I will not in no way be ashamed.
他所期望的事情。没有一件羞耻的，哎呀，太伟大了。
Nothing is shameful in what he hopes and expects.
你的人生目标是什么
？What's your goal in life？
能不能非常的光明、非常荣耀的说出来
？Can you say that in the public without any shame？
你生活的努力，那个最终的目标，一点都不惭愧，有吗
？So are you shameful of your ultimate goal in life？
我们那个年轻人呢、啊，就想说。我要读博士学位，然后我要娶一个很漂亮的太太，然后买一个很漂亮的车子啊！哎呀，什么什么这样。
So young men always want to get a good degree, make a lot of money, marry a pretty woman, and get a good car.
这个是不是我们人生的终极的目标
？So that's the ultimate goal in life.
保罗说：“这些目标，我的抱负，我没有一点呐、啊，在上帝的面前羞愧的。”
But Paul's goal is not. I'm not shameful in front of God.
这是他品格的伟大。
That's the great character.
最后，他的抱负很伟大。
Also, his ambition is very great too.
他这个抱负就是说，除了这个个人之外，有一个更远大的、更美好的一个终极的这个希望。
What's his ultimate ambition?
他的终极的是，就是说，不论我是生，我是死。基督都可以在我身上显明出来，而且显大，而且得着荣耀。
No matter life or death, I wish Christ manifests in me.
这个照常显大，这个希腊字的有三个解释，我刚才就讲了，就是显明出来，张大出来，得着荣耀。
So be evident and glorify God.
保罗的人生是这样。
So that's the life of Paul.
我生就是往这个目标走。
That's my goal for my life.
甚至死了还可以达到这个目标。
Even though I died.I want to achieve the goal.
他虽然死了，却仍旧说话，这圣经里面说过了。
So he, although he died, he spoke through his epistle.
超过那个年龄啊，说五十岁、七十岁要达到什么？就人生生死都要达到那个目的。
So his achievement ambition is not limited by his age in life.
为这个伟大，这个目的就是生死都要荣耀基督这个目的，保罗完全的摆上，积极的摆上，非常努力的摆上。
Life or death, Paul glorified God.
他真的，他被尼禄皇帝杀死了。
So he was executed by Nero.
他是为真道殉道了。
So he died for the gospel.
但是保罗的哲学思想、神学思想，他人生的努力，是不是我们今天美好的见证啊？榜样。
But his whole life is a great witness for us.
因为他伟大的抱负。
Because his great ambition.
不论是生，不论是死，都叫基督在他身上。照常没有变的。
Life or death, he want to manifest Christ through his life.
这个照常啊，这个中文这个翻译啊，这个非常好。
Because that's his norm.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
你人生有个很伟大的抱负。
May we all have great ambition in life.
是基督感动你的。
May Christ touch you.
是基督把你过滤了。
May you live for God.
然后是为他而活的。
Live for him.
求主借着这个短短的这个信息帮助我们。
Through this message, we get help.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
God, we thank you.
你的话一解开就发出亮光。
Your words shine on us.
叫愚拙的人得着智慧。
Let us all get the wisdom.
主啊，当我们看保罗好像一面镜子的时候。
Paul is just like mirror for us.
让我们的人生得着智慧。
Let us know through him the wisdom.
让我们做一个基督徒是讨神的喜悦。
Let be a Christian be faithful to you.
叫别人看见我们能够将荣耀归给神。
Be witness, be glorified to you.
我们将每一位弟兄姐妹仰望你。
We leave all the brothers and sisters to your hand.
不论是年长的，是年幼的。
Young or old.
让我们的一生。在回头看的时候，是非常的美，是非常的满意。
Let us all live a wonderful life according to your will.
求主耶稣的灵帮助我们。
May the Spirit of Jesus Christ help us.
我们谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Thank you for your word.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.